during the climax of the violence, like such as the white hate crimes, such as the bombings of the Baptist church, the 16th Baptist church with three girls being killed, did you feel that you were in danger at any particular time?
I most certainly did. I was riding the bus back and forth to Miles College, and it was like an hour and a half ride on the bus from my house to Miles College, which was in Fairfield. And I had to exchange buses right down by Newberry. So I was in the heart of all of these things that were going on every single day. And it was like sitting on a powder keg. You just never knew what was going to happen the next day. It was unrest. It was, I guess, just sitting on a powder keg is about the best way of describing it. And my mother was always so apprehensive, and her remark to me every day before I left was, please be careful, watch where you're going, look out for yourself. So it was extremely dangerous at that time, because you never knew. Whites were upset, blacks were upset. It was just like sitting on a powder keg. So you just had to be extremely careful, and it was certainly a lot more dangerous for black males than it was for black females.
How did you get involved in the civil rights movement?
There was no way under God's green earth that you could not be involved. If you were black and if you were in the South, you were involved. Now, the amount of involvement was certainly left up to you. But as I said, I was at Miles College, and Dr. Pitts, who was president of Miles College at that time, was most certainly an instrumental leader in the rights for blacks and getting yourself involved and ingrained in what was going on within the system. And we were all looking to what were going to be the kinds of things that would become a part of our lives. So, oh yes, if you ate and if you slept and if you walked and if you breathed, you were involved in the struggle.
And what church were you a member of, and what level of involvement was your pastor of the church?
I was a member of First Baptist Church, Mountain Park, and that's that same little church that's in Hudson City that was totally and completely surrounded by whites. Now, when we start talking about getting back and forth and the amount of apprehension that you felt going back and forth. I told you that I rode the bus, and I told you that the community was completely surrounded by whites. Well, that meant if I were going to get to the bus stop, that I had to walk through a white community. And you just think about how you would feel with all of the things that are going on, and how you would feel if you had to do that, and you had to do that by yourself. And I did. And a lot of times I had dogs that people would just let out to come to the gate just to frighten you. Or they would just stand there at the gate to just frighten you as you were walking back and forth to get to the bus line. And at church on Sundays, we had a minister, Reverend B.G. King, and I think that he was so instrumental in keeping our focus, because he was a man of vision. And he had always taught and he had always preached education for us. And his focus was not so much on whether you were educated at Miles College or Alabama State University or Sanford or Birmingham Southern. At that time, he didn't care. His thing was that you were to be educated so that you would be able to take your place in that life. In terms of hands-on involvement within the movement, no, those meetings were in the churches at Cottageville, so our church would go to those meetings. But for our little church on the hill, no, his focus was always to concentrate on education, and all of these things will assimilate themselves.
Towards the end of the civil rights movement, what benefits did you, your family, and the community realize as a result of the movement?
Walter, when I was in high school and college, the Burger Kings, the hotels, the movie theaters, the restaurants, all of these things were totally and completely segregated. You couldn't fathom going to the Alabama Theater, which was the finest theater in the city of Birmingham. Blacks had never been. I can remember our first adventure to the Alabama Theater. We didn't know what would happen to us, but we were going. I can remember us carrying umbrellas and putting bricks in the umbrellas so that if we were attacked in the movie theater, that we would at least have some way of protecting ourselves. So at the end of the civil rights movement, when we had gone through all of these things and all of the laws had been changed, then we were able to go pretty much where we wanted to go. And people were pretty welcoming you in terms of where you wanted to go and going there. You didn't have any overt problems about going to hotels or restaurants or those kinds of things, and that went pretty well. And that's something that I can really say about the South. People say a lot of negative things about Birmingham, but I never experienced after then any blatant rudeness from people in terms of race. So I think by then everybody was tired, and the aftermath of the bombing at 16th Street, it just, and some of the people whose children were killed in that bombing, I know personally. But I think that the South was so devastated that people could do things that were that horrific to other people. I think that kind of set the tone as to know we are tired of being known as Birmingham rather than Birmingham. So we received a lot of privileges in integrating the schools and all of those things that have happened, and they have happened in my lifetime and as a result of the civil rights movement.
Well, did your religion play a part in the struggle for integration?
I would say yes, because I feel as if my religion plays a part in everything that I do. I feel as if the black church's focus at that time was a concentrated focus, a oneness that moved us, because we all had a common goal. Then we all searched for and we all put our energies toward meeting that goal. So I feel as if religion at that point in time, everybody and everything was focused on, we shall overcome and we shall do this.
Okay.